Well, Brian Mullins, you're very welcome to Terrace Talk, very welcome to Radio Kerry. Of course, you have fierce Kerry memories, haven't you?
Well, I wouldn't call them fierce. I'd call them great and enjoyable, dating back right to my days when I was only barely able to walk, being in Lisbowl with the Caseys, my mother's brother's family, Billy, famous Kerry performer himself, and my memories and my happiness with my Kerry stock goes right back to those days in the late 50s, early 60s, when Mick O'Connell was gracing the fields of Ireland, and then we spend as the Dublin cousins sometime every summer, at least, if not more, down learning how to milk cows and gather silage and God knows find eggs in the barn and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, when I said fierce there, fierce is a Kerry word. Fierce means great.
Well, that's true. That's true. But when Paddy used the same kind of language, look at the trouble that got him into.
Of course, would you say so, Brian, that your football came from your Kerry roots?
Well, I suppose it was some of it, all right. Like my mum and dad, my father was from Clare, of course, and he would always claim that there was a bit of football in Clare as well, you know. So that if you put the two of them together, I was somewhere around the Shannon estuary. But in Dublin, when we were being reared, I had five brothers, four older than me. And because of the schools we went to, Christian Brothers schools and national schools that had Gaelic games as the activity, as the thing. So Gaelic games from a very early stage was part of my, environment. Now, where I was reared, I had a great access to other sports as well, even cricket, rugby, soccer. But really, as I grew up through my teenage years, the Gaelic games became dominant, the hurling and the football in particular. So, I would have been inspired by the Kerry legacy. Mm-hmm. And certainly when I went to Lisbowl and started getting up the way and thought I might have been a bit of a footballer, the Caseys weren't slow about giving me a bit of reality check, kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's what they're inclined to do in Kerry, all right, Brian. You'll be brought down very quick down there. Now, you've had a wonderful career, a star-studded career. You've won every honour that the game can bring you. But I'm going to turn to one aspect of your career. Would I be correct or right or wrong in saying probably your greatest achievement, you had a very serious car accident, you broke your femur, correct me if I'm wrong, you came back, I don't know how you did it, came back and won an All-Ireland centre field. How difficult was all of that? And it's very unusual to see a man coming back after such a serious injury and play a midfield in an All-Ireland final. At that time of your life, it's been a tough time.
It was, Rishi. I don't. It's not something that I dwell on much, and at the time tried to get past it. I was very, very lucky. I was blessed that I wasn't killed. When you go arguing with a concrete lamppost at 50 or 60 miles an hour, in most circumstances the concrete lamppost comes out best, and this concrete lamppost came out far better than I did. So in the immediate aftermath of the incident, football was and playing again and being able to represent the county would have been, not an issue in my mind or in anybody's mind. It was just lucky to be alive and get better and try and get back to some kind of reasonable living. But as time went on and after the initial recovery period, it became apparent that I not only was blessed with being lucky enough to survive the accident, but I was blessed with good healing. Healing, particularly bone healing, is in your genes, it's in your blood. You either have it or you don't have it. And as I've mentioned already, with good Kerry blood in me and some Clare blood, I was very fortunate that the leg healed quite well.
Were you told by doctors that you wouldn't play again?
It would have been suggested to me that I should consider that probably it wasn't going to happen again and be happy with what I had, which was I was 26 years of age at that stage and had three All-Ireland medals, so I should have been and could have been very, very happy with my lot. But as time went on and as I started getting stronger, I went away to America to go to college to do a master's degree. and the leg started coming about a bit. Now, it required a lot of commitment and dedication in terms of rehabilitation and exercise to get it right. But eventually, after about a year and a half or so, I started seeing signs that maybe I could give it another lash. And thankfully, that's what happened, and the rest is history. So,
had you come across anyone, Brian, or have you come across anyone that had recovered from a shattered femur, as you have done, and come back and played in an All-Ireland final? Because to play a midfield in an All-Ireland final in Croke Park against anybody is probably one of the toughest positions you could play, and you were doing that after a serious injury. Had you met anybody else, or have you met anybody else?
Well, I haven't, but I haven't really gone looking for anybody, which, you know. There's loads of athletes and superb athletes who have recovered from major injuries and career-threatening situations. So, you know, the literature would be riddled with them. I was just lucky that I had a very, very good surgeon, Martin Walsh, who I'll be forever indebted to. And I had a very good group of people around me as well. I mean, a man that was very, very good to me was Mike Carty in New York, a Leitrim man who has a great passion for Gaelic games, and he did an awful lot for me during that phase while I was studying and while I was trying to get myself back together. And of course, the whole club here, Vincent's and Kevin Heffernan and the Dublin thing like that, like, I got great support. Great support from my wife and from my family, and that helped immensely. Whilst I had to go out and do the hard work, another person that gave me great encouragement and great accommodation during that time was Eamon Coughlin. I had built up a friendship with Eamon while living in New York, because he was living in New York at the time of my recovery, and Eamon actually took me out and trained with me at times and worked me in a way that enhanced the chance of recovery. And he gave of his time very, very, so Kevin Moran even, you know, would have paid some particular attention to me at that time about, trying to lay down what was required if I was going to work. So I was very fortunate that I had a huge, a very strong circle of support that helped me, as well as the natural healing instinct.
Well, I can tell you down in Kerry, Brian, you have been greatly admired for the way you did come back, even though that you were instrumental in beating Kerry when you did come back. But however, we want all that against you. Finally, I'm not going to lay you because you're going to be busy. We're here in St. Vincent's, the legendary St. Vincent's Club here in Dublin. You're the chairman now of the club here, and you're going to go upstairs soon because there's about 200 Kerry men up there and they want to meet you, Kerry men and women of the Kerry Supporters Club. You're chairman of St. Vincent's now. How are you going at the moment? Of course, you won the All-Ireland last year. Well, I should say a Kerry man won it in the middle of the field last year.
Well, we're very quite happy at the moment now. We've lost our title of Dublin champions and All-Ireland champions this particular year. We're very happy that we've come a long way and we're back to where we want to be, which is trying to achieve at the top level as a club in hurling, football and camogie. We have a very, very vibrant, we're in the middle of the city, we're in the shadow of Croke Park, and we're very proud of that, being close to it. We're back since the 1980s in the area that our club originated from, which was the Merino area. We're attachments now and connections with MIE, the Merino Institute of Education, and with DCU, Dublin City University. And we are like an awful lot of other clubs around the country. We're trying to promote the games. We're trying to get as many young people as we can out. We have a coaching system. We've lots of volunteers doing great work here every year. So, I, as chairman, would be quite happy that we're doing our best. We're looking forward and we're trying to enhance the experience that Gaelic games can bring to people's lives in every facet.
Well, Brian, it was lovely talking to you, and he scratched the surface, of course. And I say, on behalf of Kerry, I want to thank you for accommodating the Kerry Supporters Club here today and the men and women, and listen, enjoy the game this evening. And thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much. We always like to be ecumenical, and you know, Kerry people were always very ecumenical. They set standards. Kerry O'Donnell here today, and you know, John Kerry's famous legacy. Yeah. Life is about legacy, isn't it, Weeshie? Right. And that's all we're trying to do.
That's right. And no better legacy than the O'Donnells.
What can I tell you? Brishnan Dukish.